When I was a young kid, my parents thought it would be a great idea during Easter time to buy us chicks, like live chicks, right? So they bought us a couple of these chicks. They're small, they fit in your hand, they're fuzzy, they're cute, they chirp, they run around, you chase them, they're really cute. And so we own chickens. And so when I read this article recently about this new status symbol if you live in the Silicon Valley is like chickens, you own chickens. Like that's not such a big deal. I owned chickens when I was a kid. And so so these chicks I had are really, you know, we kept them in the house, we carried them in a shoebox, you know. But eventually they kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And these two chicks that we had turned out to be roosters. And they're big, right? And then they're like, you have to like carry them around and they're mean, they peck at you, trying to peck your eyes out. And then roosters crow. And so our roosters would crow at 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning at 5 o'clock. And so we didn't live on our farm, okay? We live in the suburbs, in this nice, quiet suburb, and these chickens would crow every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so, you know, the first couple of days, that's really cool. They're crowing at 5 o'clock in the morning. Then we realized they don't stop crowing. Every day they're crowing at 5 o'clock in the morning. And after a while, our neighbors started complaining, like, those chickens are like waking up the neighborhood. Like, we live in the suburbs. This is why we live in the suburbs. We don't live on a farm. And so they complained, and eventually my parents said, okay, we got to get rid of these chickens. And so we called our uncle where he came over to pick up the chickens, took them away. I didn't hear about the chickens or see the chickens again for months. And then I realized, wait a second, my uncle owns a Chinese restaurant. Chickens crow, roosters crow because it signals an event. So roosters, like most animals, have this internal clock. It's a circadian rhythm, I think that's what it's called. And so roosters realize, hey, dawn's coming, and so they crow. And they do this all the time because it's in their DNA to do this. And so our story today is about a rooster crowing to signify a prophetic event. And so we've been talking about Jesus' road of glory as he moves towards the cross.